Hello. So before I begin this podcast, I'd like to reemphasize the fact that PhysioMentalist is here to help you. As a physiotherapist student and as a young physiotherapist, feel free to reach out to us.
Earlier we spoke about clerking in orthopedic, so I think we should talk about that of cardiopulmonary also. Don't forget that of orthopedic was DMM CSP, but for cardiopulmonary it will be ESS CSP. Don't mind me, CSP is always everywhere. So just like that of orthopedic, you allow patients to narrate their story, but you can direct their answers to match with what you are looking for. Usually the patient that comes to physio for cardiopulmonary rehabilitation must have been attended to in the hospital for some time, diagnosed with a respiratory condition, and that has been sorted, and now they need cardiopulmonary rehabilitation. So CSSPES is the mnemonics we would use. So when you start your presenting complaint, you want to talk about what condition the patient has, because that must have been established. So bronchiectomy, COPD, for example, then you put what confirmed that diagnosis. It must be in the doctor's notes or in the case notes. So something must have confirmed that diagnosis. It could be the x-ray report, it could be, it has to be there. So that's the presenting complaint of the patient. Now, the issue of presenting complaint, when was the patient diagnosed of that condition? What has happened since diagnosis? These are two important things. So patient was diagnosed 4 weeks ago of COPD, and since diagnosis, patient has been managed at the hospital, blah blah blah. It has to be there if you want to confirm what has been done. Now, since discharge, patient has been discharged from the hospital, what has happened? That's when your CSSPES comes in. You want to know the history of cough. You want to know the issue of sputum, the S. You want to know the issue of smoking history of the patient. Smoking history, the cough, the sputum, the smoking history. P is for pain. E is for exercise tolerance. The last S is for cough, sputum, exercise tolerance. I've forgotten what the last S represents, but all of that has to be in your issue of presenting complaints. So what happens if the patient hasn't been diagnosed? You just come directly to a physiotherapist for a cardiopulmonary with the cardiopulmonary symptom. The same thing apply. So the presenting complaint would be what the patient complained of. The history of it would focus on the CSSPES, the cough, the sputum, the smoking history, the pain, exercise tolerance. I'm trying to remember what the other S is. So I'll take a minute. Okay, so the last S is shortness of breath. So the cough, sputum, shortness of breath, pain, exercise tolerance, and smoking history. CSSPES. So you want to confirm all of that. For cough, is it productive or not? When does it come? What triggers it? Is it at work? If it's at work, you want to know where the patient will walk. Are they hazardous end products around that area, things like silicates and all. So for the shortness of breath, you want to know when it comes. Is it on exertion? Is it at rest? For sputum, you want to know the color, the odor, and things like that. So those are the things that would fill your objective assessment the most. And the rest would just be like the other ones. The pain, I mean, the past medical history has to be significant. And yeah, the other would follow the same pattern as the orthopedic. So if you haven't listened to the orthopedic clinic, you might have to do that after this podcast. Respiration is an important aspect of life, if not the most important aspect. And that is why since birth, our alveoli multiply for the first 8 years, keep multiplying for the first 8 years of birth. And the surface area also keeps multiplying so we can have more space to breathe in. And but from our third decade, from like 30, 35 years old, the elastic fiber in the alveoli will start dropping. And what does that do? Once the electric fiber in the alveolar wall reduces, it increases the resting length of the elastic tissue of the lung. And if the elastic, if the resting length has been increased, it means the chest expansion is reduced. The rib cage becomes stiffer and breathing requires greater effort. So from 35, that keeps going on to we die. So it's like a cycle. Anyways, that's just by the way. So earlier on I spoke about cardiopulmonary subjective assessment, the CSS, the ESS, PES, exercise tolerance, sputum, shortness of breath, cough, smoking history, pain history. So I'd like to just roughly talk about the objective assessment. So there's a lot to look out for in the objective, but the basics are the most important thing. You have to ensure that you don't miss out the basics. So we'll be talking about the basics first. Let's start from the head, from your observation, from your general observation. You observe from the head of the patient. Me looking at the patient from the head, what can you see? Central cyanosis. So you have to check the eyes, the mucous membrane, the tongue. So if you see any discoloration, is it yellow, is it blue? That's central cyanosis, jaundice. It's important, that's one. Check the neck area as you go down. Check the neck area. Is there any enlarged lymph node? Are the lymph nodes enlarged? That happens in quite a number of respiratory conditions. So if there are no enlarged lymph nodes, then move down to the thorax. In the thorax, you want to know how well expanded the thorax is. So this is just observation though, not you measuring yet, no measurement. So look at the thorax, is it expanding as the patient move? Is the chest coming up? Is it going down with expiration or inspiration? You want to know that. You want to see there's any disability in the torus, pectoris, excavatum, carinatum, kyphosis, scoliosis, and things like that. You want to see if any is in the torus. You want to watch for the breathing pattern of the patient. Is there a recruitment of muscles, of accessory muscles of breathing? You want to, what else? The respiratory rate of the patient. You want to know that. Are there wheezes when the patient breathes, or audible wheezes when the patient breathes, you know, out? You want to note that in the breathing pattern. Is the patient using pulse lip breathing? You want to put that down, just breathing pattern. Then you want to check for superficial and abnormalities in the torus, like scarification, like aspiration sites. You want to check for other things also, the in situs. That's what I call them, the in situs. You want to check line, ECG lead, just anything that is on the patient, anywhere, external devices, you want to put them down. So from the thorax, we are walking down to the hand. In the hand, you want to check for clubbing and also the color for peripheral cyanosis. Okay, so what else? That's for observation, general observation. That's, you've checked the head, that's the face, the neck. You've checked the torus, you've checked the hand. And the other things to look out for is the patient's posture. Is the patient rapidly changing posture while talking to you, or while seated, or are they agitated, are they relaxed? It's just general state. So after the observation, then you go into measurement. You want to measure the expansion, the palpate. You want to palpate now. So when you're palpating, you want to check the expansion of the lung expansion. You can use the W technique where you, I think it's just best to Google search the W technique of measuring. That's the traditional way of measuring expansion. Or you can use your tape measure to measure that. You want to, when you are palpating, you want to check for contraction of the accessory muscles. Some might not be visible on the surface. You might have to check if they are tensed. And that would lead us into the muscles of the accessory muscles of breathing. For inspiration, you have the major one, the intercostal muscles, the external intercostal muscle, the pectoralis minor assists with that, the scalene muscle assists with that, the SCM also. What's the full name again? You'll be shocked at the little things I forget. So SCM, scalene muscle, the pectoralis minor, basically all the muscles are attached to the rib, that elevates the rib. Muscles that elevate the rib. So those assist with inspiration, while the ones that depresses the rib, like the internal intercostal muscle, the abdominal muscles, they all attach, they all depress the rib. So the abdominal muscle doesn't directly depress the rib, but their contraction would affect the depression of the rib indirectly. So yeah, you want to feel the tension of those muscles while palpating. You want to do your tactile fremitus for the lungs, for the lungs, yeah, by making patients pronounce 99 KK, anything that makes vibration, that vibratory sound. You want to check how sound is transmitted through the lungs. I mean, through the lungs, through the respiratory tract. So you put your hand on the chest and feel the vibration. What else? You want to auscultate, and make sure that while auscultating, it is done in a fixed pattern. If patients start breathing with their nose, don't tell them to move to their mouth. If you are using mouth, then mouth all through. If they're taking deep breath, then deep breath all through. It has to be fixed. And watch out for the pitch, the length of the sound, the accessory sounds, wheezes, rattles, and crepitations, and all of that. Yeah. So basically, then investigations would follow for cardiopulmonary. Investigations would follow, and that would lead us to our next podcast where we'll be talking about investigations. What do we check? When do we request for them? So I might be missing out some things in the cardiopulmonary. Like I said, this is the basic things you have to do. If you do this, then you've done the most important part of the assessment.
Hey, I'm sure you've learned one thing or the other. Don't go yet though. Check the list of our recorded podcast and find one more to listen to. My name is Abbas Ademola. Thank you.